What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of DNA Podcast, the summer edition. Yes.
And now we are talking from America.
Morocco. Are we in Morocco?
Yeah, we are in Morocco. Okay, we are in Morocco. We can choose another country if you like.
Okay. Maybe
we got Bali, we got the Philippines, got Vietnam, Viet Cong.
Viet Cong?
Wait. There's a song. And
did you really say Viet Cong?
Yeah. Wait.
Okay, I'm waiting.
And we keep waiting. Waiting for
Viet Cong army.
Was that a monkey army?
No, it's not like a song, it's like a with Viet Cong. But just like the first piece. Fuck a lot of ass. 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
We smoked a lot of grass. We fucked a lot of ass. One.
Okay, that's the title of the podcast. Smoked a lot of grass and fucked a lot of ass.
Indeed. But that was just good. Like, imagine
the
going...
grass or the ass.
Imagine going into war and singing, we smoked a lot of grass and we smoked... and we fucked a lot of ass. Like, gotta take it back. Everyone, close your eyes. Everyone, close your eyes. Close your eyes.
They're listening.
Yeah, close your eyes.
Close your eyes.
Imagine you are going to war.
You're going to war.
You are in Vietnam and it's 2025.
Yeah.
2025. Mm-hmm. And you're walking and you're all alone. And they are coming, and there are about 2,000 people from Vietnam coming to you to kill you.
Mm-hmm. And with swords and shields.
No, with guns and everything on. Like, it's 2025. Now, I mean, I think shields and swords are like from the 1600s. Okay, but listen. You call for backup on the radio and say...
A radio or a pigeon?
Radio. And you say, guys and girls, it's time. And then, how do you say people from Vietnam? What's their nationality? How do you call Vietnamese people? You are coming slowly to the bushes. They are all covered in green, so you don't see them. Close your eyes. Still close your eyes.
Keep your eyes closed. That's the trick here.
Just close your eyes.
Close your eyes.
You are in Viet Cong. 2025. Don't laugh or these people won't experience it.
2025. Swords, horses, shields, everything.
Everything you can imagine. And you're all alone. And then you're calling for backup. And you see your best friends, the most strong woman, the most strong men, coming towards you to help you and singing this.
Okay, you can open your eyes now.
And if you are, and if you fell asleep, that's your problem, not my problem.
So be it. Have a good night rest. Okay.
And think about sucking toes. Yeah, we okay. are. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just getting bad at toes. Now it's just regular at this moment.
Now it's just regularly sucking. Okay.
Bitch, I was drinking.
Exactly.
Okay, but imagine as in we're making these jokes, but you cannot have it worse than Boris Johnson at this moment in time.
How do you mean?
For the people who don't know anything about politics or who even Boris Johnson is. Boris Johnson is the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom.
Wait. I'm gonna say it better. It's that one weird English dude who says "what" and is like a little bit of fat with like hair, Trump, just yeah. like Donald Trump, yeah, but it's Trump. Like real, and he isn't tanned like Donald Trump, mm. but is no still really tan. Orange and white together. He's just like a mega person. Make America great again.
He's Boris Johnson, Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. And this morning, or last night and this morning, 37 of his ministers resigned.
That's his problem.
Yeah, as protest of his failed leadership of all the
like
scandals
from corona,
and the gates. No, all the
like the corona part, yeah.
No, not just the party, because he survived that scandal. Huh? They had a vote of confidence.
He survived a lot of scandals.
Yeah, and now in less than 24 hours, 37 of his ministers resigned out of protest.
And how many ministers? Do they have more ministers than...
They have 40-something ministers, cabinet posts, yeah.
Just like his right-wing government or yeah, all together?
No, his... Cabinet? Because in the UK there's only one party in charge. Yeah? It's either Labour or the Tories.
It's exactly the same as in America.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, basically, yeah. And now it's the right wing. It's actually been for the right wing for the past 20 years. It's been the Conservative Party. And it's the party of Boris Johnson. And they, 37 of their his ministers resigned out of protests. Because they don't like his leadership anymore.
Wallah. I will love, but it's his problem.
Yeah.
I don't care for him. Mm-hmm. I don't care for everyone. They say wa-ah. If you say wa-ah.
Yeah, but the people who
you
say
don't
wa-ah
mean shit.
Listen to us. To the podcast. I don't know why or how even, but...
Wa-ah.
Thank you very much. We
it's
love you.
It's water.
We love you. Or I love you. We all love you. You're amazing.
Wa-ah.
But your politics sucks.
About what? Talk normal. No, I'm just kidding with you.
We love you. I actually want to visit London so badly, like.
But why? But why? But why is a fucking small
UK
hotel room of a bedroom size picnic table 800 euros a day? Like, that doesn't work like that.
Because it's London. It's amazing. Or just. The UK in general, any place in the UK sounds amazing. I really love that country.
I wouldn't go to Manchester City, like in the ghettos.
Kevin De Bruyne.
I can see him in Belgium.
Touché. No, I really love the UK. I really want to visit. I only don't love Boris Johnson. He's really cool.
I find him a charismatic guy.
Yeah, but...
He's a survivor.
That's
like the eye of the tiger.
Yeah, but... And how can you stay in power? How do you have any integrity at this point? Like
he doesn't want any. He didn't even want to become a prime minister.
Oh yes, he did. He did want to. He wanted that very bad.
Yeah, but he didn't want to.
He wanted that job very, very bad.
Yeah, but who wanted to get out? I thought he was like, I'm not getting the job if we are going out.
That was David Cameron.
Okay.
David Cameron then became Theresa May.
Oh, she was a weird woman.
She was also surviving. And then now...
I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to Morocco in a few hours and I still haven't slept. I want to sleep on the airplane. That's why I don't sleep when I go on vacation. And it only makes my jet lag go harder and harder.
You know, we started this podcast with saying we're in Morocco, right?
Yeah, like, you have two Morocco. Do you understand?
You have Morocco?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that. You have Borgoroco, that's
and
a Morocco
Morocco
in Belgium, and you got Morocco. And now I'm in the AliExpress of Morocco.
The Morocco?
For Morocco, and now I'm
Are you
going
to try? and pronounce.
I'm going to try to go to the Tubaraka.
How can we be like this?
Huh?
How can we be such idiots? And yet so smart, if I do say so myself.
Who is smart? You?
Yeah.
Make that cat wise, eh? Just say, yeah. Make that cat wise.
It's raining pipe steels. What are
peanut butter?
What?
Unfortunately, peanut butter.
I lost peanut cast.
Yeah, unfortunately, peanut butter.
Yeah. Oh, what else?
A monkey out of the sleeve.
Ah, yeah, monkey out of the sleeve. An apple for the thirst.
Water with the wine.
Not putting, yeah, adding some water. But that's I think everyone put some water into. No, how do you say that?
Why would you put water into your wine?
To make it more wine. By the way, rum and water, don't do it. That's
would really, you care to explain?
That's really a bad thing. No, I wouldn't care to explain something. But
why would you say it and don't say it?
Yeah, but I'm saying that. I tried it and it's like, no, don't
and
do that.
In what world would you try water with rum?
Well, in a world
something
where
has to happen to get to that point. And to get to that point, I want to know what in your mind and soul was doing to put water with rum. Just a combination of words, water and rum.
Yeah, but we didn't have any other mixers anymore left. The only thing I was left was rum.
Then you don't drink.
Yeah.
And if you are that drunk to put water and rum, then you are drunk enough.
That's the sad part. We weren't that drunk. Or some of us were. Some of us definitely were. Yeah. It was an interesting night.
He was thinking so hard, he doesn't even remember what happened.
No,
that
I
day.
Wanted to formulate it correctly so that people don't
go mad at you and say, why did you say it like that? And why didn't you tell me?
Yeah, some people are sad. But hey. So, disclaimer. So, don't do water and rum.
Do you know what also is sad?
What's sad?
When I was driving home.
You were driving home?
I was on the freeway.
On the freeway or the highway?
What's the difference?
One goes to hell.
Highway to hell!
Oh my god, you're so
highway to hell!
I'm drinking coffee, not rum. Okay, yeah, you were driving.
I wanted, yeah, but that would be just extreme.
Yeah, now you can't do that to me. Now you have to say it.
And I'm sucking toast.
He actually has fugly socks on.
I've got happy socks. They're really comfortable, and on the plane, I just like to have.
Well, I think I can speak for those three listeners. They don't care.
Do you know also what I don't care?
So you were driving home on the freeway?
I was driving home. It was real sad. And I saw mother.
You saw mother?
Duck.
Not duck.
With little ducks.
With little ducks.
Why are you repeating me? I'm finishing my sentence.
Finish faster.
I was driving on the highway to hell. And I was driving and driving and driving, and then I saw a baby. No. Then I saw a mother duck with a little baby ducks, and I almost ran them over on the highway, and I wanted to call the police, but then I watched back and saw a guy drive over all those ducks because the little ducks couldn't see where they were going, and they just ran over the highway and flat. Like this. And their little souls went to the heavenly skies. And they were flying.
Uh-huh. Well, at least they learned how to fly.
Not in this universe, though.
I think I was on that highway to hell. Fucking hell.
I did probably.
Oh, no, that's so sad.
Just drive. Just put my music louder. And I was singing Adele. Oh. I sit by you to the rain. Watch my feet.
Well, rest in peace, Dr. Endokis. Oh, that's actually,
I'm sorry, guys.
That's really a sad story, damn it.
I don't care as much. Really, I don't. There's so many ducks. Do you know how many ducks get eaten a day?
No.
A lot. And do you know how many chickens get eaten today?
A lot.
A fucking lot.
And chicken dicks?
I've eaten some today. No. But like, do you eat chicken McNuggets?
Me, yeah.
Baby chickens.
No, that's not even real chicken.
They call it just chicken.
No, it's just filet breast. It's just a chicken filet.
It's something grind, with chicken.
It just gets ground down, just like kifta, minced meat. Mm-hmm. Chicken.
Let's talk vacation plans. So, Morocco, what are you gonna do?
I'm going to the beach every day. I'm going to swim in the sea.
In the sea?
And I'm going to snorkel.
You're
going to
snorkel?
Then I go back to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm laying down.
Mm-hmm.
With my new sunglasses. Mm-hmm. And then I will go...
Oh, those fake Ray-Bans?
Excuse me, sir. The numbers are B. Huh?
Yeah.
Numbers?
The numbers or letters?
Letters. Mm-hmm. RB are engraved in the glasses.
Yeah. You were stressing just a little bit when I said that.
Because I didn't know.
Yeah. There's a lot of things you don't know.
Do you know what the algorithm is of Pythagoras?
Yeah. Mrs. Vamura slapped that in our brains.
I forgot it.
Yeah. That sounds like a you problem.
That sounds a lot like the Belgian school system... Don't prepare you on long-term memory.
By the way, talking about Belgian school system, you're talking rubbish. Anyways.
Your mother is a rubbish. She's a rubbish.
Are you going to try and speak English?
I don't know.
Oh my God, this podcast. But no, talking about the Belgian school system, our amazing Minister of Education, Ben Wetz, Yeah, whatever.
Okay. I don't hate a lot of people in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just one person who fucked me so many times over and over and over and over and over and over again. And I see this word of mine. No, it's just one person who fucked me over again. And that's one person in my life. He cost me thousands of dollars.
Euros,
dollars, Chinese, yin yang. Hey, fuck that shit. There's one guy who makes me so mad when I see him. I just want to punch him in the face and say, fuck you for stealing all of my money. And for being such an asshole for... thinking that he knows everything, but he's just a stupid ass motherfucker with some black glasses, and he thinks he's a minister, and he thinks he can be cool. But that motherfucker,
no,
I'm gonna fuck him in
him
that.
On the podcast, so maybe
and I'm
let's
gonna fuck him right up in the ass. If I see him, and I will punch him. Yeah, I won't do that because then I will get arrested. But I hate that motherfucker. I really hate Ben Wetz. I think he even blocked me on Twitter.
Yeah, he didn't block me. I'm an amazing person. I really am an amazing person. Even my mug says it.
Damir, do I ever get mad?
No.
Like, I...
No, you actually don't. You actually don't. I'm lying. You don't get mad. He doesn't.
I don't get mad. I don't never get mad. Mm-hmm. I just get...
That's like me. I also don't get mad. I just pile up, and then at some point you just...
Yeah, hey, just get it all out. It takes a few weeks, maybe a month, maybe 3 months. That was the longest for me. No. Still not talking to, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In this case, 3 years. I'm still mad. But there's one person who... Now I'm thinking about it. That guy just... works on my asshole. You just ruined it. Mm-hmm. Ruined it.
Are we still talking about Benbats?
Yeah.
No, yeah. No, so yeah, he's a minister of education in Belgium. Well, in Flanders, because in Belgium, you have Flanders and then Walloon. And then, so Flanders and Walloon have their own ministers of education. So that's, yeah, welcome to Belgium, ladies and gentlemen. No, but whatever. I think Benbats is a, I respect the guy. I respect the person, but I do not respect how good of a job he is doing. If you get what I mean.
I do not respect a single.
But yeah, okay. He
nanometer on his body. As a person, as an individual, and as a politician. That guy fucked his life for 9 years, and he said, now I'm gonna fucking all fuck your lives for the next 9 years of your life till some other ministry or till some other government agency gonna say what you did was awful and put all of these students' lives at risk and their money at risk. I have lost so much money on this guy. Dahmir, you wouldn't know.
He's so overreacting. He's a little bit frustrated. But whatever. No. So.
Everybody thinks this way.
What I wanted to say is, but okay, being Minister of Education is a tough job. I mean, you have to fix something. Even if you would. Let me.
Give me 1 month.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You can't have 1 month. You cannot change anything in 1 month in education.
Give me 1 month as you as Prime Minister and me as fucking minister of everything. I will fix this country like a motherfucker in the wind in 1 day, because the other 29 days I was still sleeping. I'm fucking mad at this guy. Sorry.
No, yeah, but to get to my point, what I wanted to say, in Belgium, the 4 out of 400 and out of 751 psychology entry tests failed.
No, that's on one university, and that university is notoriously hard to pass against other universities. And also, it's by psychology, is probably most of the students say, I didn't pass the test because my mind was not working because of this and fraud and yeah, you know.
No, but to get to my point, actually, it's not because they failed. It's because the scoring system, the computer system, did something wrong. So the points were in a different set of... That's the problem. So they don't actually... most of them probably definitely failed. I mean, yeah, most of them probably failed, but not all 748 of them. That's my point, actually.
Yeah, there's a 30%.
Yeah, no, there was just something wrong with the system.
Yeah, but in I've read the article, and it's about 30% passing chance for all your...
But that would mean 80 people or something, but no, yeah. So that's my entire point. Like, things go terribly wrong in the Belgium education system. Or Flemish, to be very specific. But yeah, hey, we love our country, I would say. No, I actually do. I love this country.
Don't lie.
Me lying? I never lie. I'm amazing. I never lie.
Do I lie?
You lie all the time. You try not to lie, but you... I think we need to end it here.
I can't no more. I really can't. I really can't focus right now.
Yeah, me neither. Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
Why are the paintings not right on the wall? Like people, there are two.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
People, there are two paintings. How do you call that shape again? Richthoek. A piece with four squares. Two even long sides and other two even long sides. So it's a rectangle.
Even long.
I swear we're not drunk.
I'm more than 24 hours away.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for listening.
Why are the...
Shut up. If you made it till this part, well, you're definitely going to see the Smurfs. So, till the next one. Thank you all very much. I love you all.
Well, this is a